Welcome to another Timbuktu Free Pod interview focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. I'm Becky Connors, and today I'm visiting with Kelsey Grove at TheraPlay. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you so much for coming.
It is my pleasure. And what a neat place you have south of town here on Baileyville Road. Very nice. Why don't you tell us a little bit about TheraPlay?
Yeah. I took over TheraPlay in 2019. We are a therapy clinic that includes OT, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. We work with kids of all ages. So 0 to 3 with the early intervention program. And then we do take some private insurance kids so we can see kids all the way. I think our oldest one right now is 22. So not necessarily a kid anymore, but
a big range.
Yep. We work with all kinds of different diagnoses. Being private practice, we have a little bit more opportunity to kind of focus really on what those individual families and kids really want to work on.
And how do the kids, the families get referred to you?
We've gotten referrals through schools, through doctor's offices, through early intervention, you know, coming straight from early intervention and then continuing on after they turn 3. And then really by word of mouth, most of the referrals have come from somebody else knowing somebody else. The therapy world is small.
Sure.
Everyone kind of knows everybody. So.
Okay. Tell people, I know I have a friend who does this, but until recently, I wasn't exactly sure what occupational therapy was. Tell them about occupational therapy, please.
Yeah. In the pediatric world specifically, really occupational therapy is just helping individuals with things that are meaningful for them. And typically with kids, that means play or their daily routines, participating in family routines and events. With a variety of diagnoses, whether it's, you know, autism or Down syndrome or just a developmental delay, sometimes those characteristics can interfere with their ability to play, to enjoy, being around other people. Can interfere with being able to get dressed, go to the bathroom, any of those daily routines. So OT kind of focuses on the things that are most meaningful to them and then helping them kind of find the way to help that be more independent for them.
Interesting.
They also kind of focus on the fine motor skills. Physical therapy would focus on more of those gross motor skills, walking, jumping, climbing. And then fine motor is kind of more in the OT world, in a really general definition.
All right, great. And you said you have 4 other therapists working here with you?
Yep.
Who are they and what do they focus on? How do you all work as a team?
We have 2 physical therapists, Cora McGee and Stephanie Schubert. They both also work in the school systems and then they do this part-time. And then they're both physical therapists. Quincy Russell is a speech therapist that works here. She also primarily is a stay-at-home mom, but she gives us some hours here and there as she can. And then we have Jasmine. She is an occupational therapy assistant. So she really, her and I kind of team up to get as many kids seen as we can. Everybody, like I said, kind of navigates their schedule on their own, which is, I think, a huge perk of working here. Being a stay-at-home mom or being able to provide support for schools or different areas. And then you can kind of focus on TheraPlay when it works for you and the family. So it allows families to, or the therapist to have a lot of flexibility in their day.
And so if there are parents out there listening right now who think that perhaps their child or grandchild or someone they know might need these services, what should they do?
You can contact me. That's the easiest way to go about it. My phone number is 815-821-5156. I would just need a doctor's script from your primary physician saying that they suggest OT eval or PT eval or speech eval. And then we kind of just go from there. But best way is just to reach out and we can kind of talk about what you're looking for, what we can provide, and then going from there.
And you said usually insurance covers this for families?
You know, every time I think I've figured out insurance, yeah, something changes.
I know, it's all confusing, but so frequently it does.
Yeah, we are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, so that's typically the easiest one for us to work with. Other ones, we do our best, but yeah, I've never liked to make any blanket statements about insurance.
That's a wise decision, yeah. Can you tell us if, let's say, you have a new patient coming in for occupational therapy, and what would a typical session be for, say, a three-year-old child?
So our first one's an evaluation. You'd come in and we play and go through, you know, just a very comfortable assessment. A lot of it is play-based. So just really watching how they're interacting with mom or dad who bring them, with me, with the toys. And then we can do more objective assessments if there's more specific concerns with fine motor or visual perception. Then we would kind of sit down with the family, and decide what skills might need improvement, what is important to the family, what I can provide. And then we would come up with some goals. And then you usually spend the next like 3 to 6 months, depending on what those goals looked like, playing, you know, and then working in some of those.
And would they come once a week or so usually?
Typically, that's kind of what we suggest. Uh-huh. Sometimes that doesn't work. And so twice a month, every other week is more than appropriate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes once a month, you know, depending on insurance or depending on different things, we can really work with what makes most sense. And then when it's a once a month situation, we usually kind of work through some of those things and then give a lot of strategies to go home and try this. And then when you come back next month, kind of report what worked, what didn't, what can we do again for the following month?
Sure. Well, I know one of my sons had speech therapy for a while. She came to our house and she always bought great toys.
Right.
So I'm going to guess that you have some really fun toys, yes, to play with when you're working with the kids.
The kids learn really fast when we walk in with our bag, but they're excited to see what's in there.
Good toys. There you go. We always like good toys. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey, for telling us about TheraPlay. And for our listening audience, we're south of town on Baileyville Road, just a couple minutes south of town. And so look into TheraPlay if that sounds like something that might be helpful to your family. And thank you very much, Kelsey.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.